ABC Radio Australia.
A Pacific artist is making history as the first Fafafina to take part in Italy's Venice Biennale. Yuki Ikihara's art blends her Samoan and Japanese background, looking at issues like gender, decolonization, climate change, and community. As Dubrovka Volodare reports, it features films, large-scale photos, and archive material.
The Venice Biennale is one of the world's most prestigious art shows, drawing crowds from around the world. Yuki Kihara is showing her latest work there.
Paradise Camp is about, starts with F and it's
Fafafina! Miss Kihara says she's excited to showcase her work, which gives agency to Polynesian culture and the Fafafina community.
Paradise Camp imagines a Fafafina utopia or Samoa's third gender community where colonial heteronormativity is shattered, you know, to make way for indigenous worldview that is inclusive and sensitive to the changes in the environment.
She was in New York more than a decade ago when she first saw the famous paintings by the late French artist Paul Gauguin in a near-empty Metropolitan Museum of Art.
I managed to walk around the museum early hours of the morning by myself. And then I came across Paul Gauguin paintings for the first time.
The paintings were created during Gauguin's time in French Polynesia in the late 1800s and early 1900s. She was drawn to the painting Two Tahitian Women in particular. It shows two women in a paradise-like setting. One holds a flower, the other leans into her holding a tray of fruit.
The further I looked at the paintings, it reminded me of some of my friends in the Fafafina community, and some of the background in the painting reminded me of like Samoan landscapes. And I always wondered, like, why does it look so Samoan?
After extensive research, she made an interesting discovery showing a link between the French artist and Samoa.
I actually found archival evidence that proves that Gauguin was actually inspired by photographs of people and places in Samoa as a major source of inspiration for the creation of his significant paintings.
Inspired by what she found out, she created Paradise Camp, which includes 12 large-scale photos featuring a cast of Fafafine in lush green surroundings. They upcycle or reinterpret the paintings and some of Gauguin's other works of art and give it a Pacific perspective.
I come up with a term in the contemporary art context, which is upcycling, which is where I take something original and to improve it. So what you see in the suite of photographs in Paradise Camp is a series of Paul Gauguin paintings upcycled as a series of photographs featuring Samoan landscapes with Fafafina models.
The deputy director of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Maud Page, says she's impressed by the work.
She's an amazing artist that has been working for quite a few decades. I've known her for over 20 years. And in that time, she has just been continuously looking at the way that the world has been representing the Pacific, but also how to bring a fresh perspective on that representation.
Keeping the theme of the original artworks, Miss Kihara got rid of the male, Western and colonial gaze.
So what I've done in Paradise Camp is to actually deploy the aesthetic of camp in order to challenge and undo this notion of paradise that is very colonial and heteronormative.
Gauguin was not the only artist to have such a romanticized view of the Pacific. There were others, as Emeritus Professor of Gender and Pacific Studies at the Australian National University, Margaret Jolly explains.
What we can see is that this figure of a highly eroticised woman, usually embedded in a paradisical landscape, goes right back to some of the very early images that came from exploratory voyages in the Pacific.
And while things have changed to some degree, it's still an issue.
I think in the world of more mediated popular culture, those images persist in a way that is really quite sort of not just deceptive, but but destructive. And I think there is, you know, certainly a kind of violence done in this kind of ignorant reoccupation through mass tourism.
And Maud Page echoes that sentiment, saying Miss Kihara's work could not be more timely.
Nyuki does an amazing thing because she doesn't just look at the way that women are represented, but she also brings in the idea of the fafafine.
Only last year, the United Nations Human Rights Council expressed concern over Samoa's gender-based violence. And Ms. Kihara's work is trying to address that.
I hope that, you know, my presence here can also open the door for other people, the underrepresented and marginalized groups.
Paradise Camp will be shown in Venice until November and will then be touring Samoa, New Zealand and Australia in 2023.